This is a summary of The Home Edit Life, the no-gill guide to owning what you want and organizing everything by bestpepperfings.com. The Home Edit Life, the no-gill guide to owning what you want and organizing everything. By Clee Shearer and Joanna Teplin. The book does not just address those who like to arrange things in their spare time, but also those who want to arrange things, but do not have enough time to do so. In a nutshell, the book is dedicated to whoever feels unhappy about what they have. The authors make it a point that organizing one's house is not limited to one's house, cupboards, and food stores. Rather, it has to do with one's life as well, hobbies, trips, and phones. In fact, putting everything in its correct place is a lifestyle and mindset to which all of us should adhere to. How can organizing comprise everything? Putting everything in its proper place might seem so cumbersome that starting with a small drawer might sound trivial. However, this is a great endeavor, for it can have a transformative effect on the entire house. So, the authors urge the readers to start small but might end up living in a properly organized place. Rid your drawer from unnecessary items. The first step in resetting your space is arranging your drawers. This, however, should be included in one's daily routine. Moreover, it is helpful to understand that organizing a drawer is totally different from organizing a room. That is to say, putting everything in place is not a one-size-fits-all operation. Noteworthy here is that the first part of this book had a great impact on the readers. In fact, the authors were surprised to know that many people read it during their vacation, instead of reading something romantic or thrilling. People look for copies of the book at local libraries. Children like to take part in the organizing process. The book was one of the New York Times best-selling books. However, it was quite clear that the book did not just attract organized people's attention, but also that of those who wished to get started. Hence, for the community to achieve a no-clutter life, they need to encourage one that appreciates the least amount of effort, like washing one's hair. In fact, washing one's hair is a step toward complete cleanliness, in like manner that organizing one's drawer is one step towards setting the entire house in order. Here, it is worthy to classify items in your house into three categories, namely, what you like, such as candles and vases. What you need, such as batteries and hand soap. What you emotionally cherish, such as items from your childhood and old photographs. Therefore, when you try to decide whether to keep a particular item, put yourself to the test by imagining you will put it in a bucket with one of the following labels. I like it, but it has to be scheduled for usage since it has not been used for a long time. I still need it. I cherish it because it reminds me of my childhood. Owning things is not wrong. If you arrange your items according to the three above-mentioned criteria, then you will be left only with the ones crucial for your life. Therefore, you should not feel bad about owning such items. In fact, it is not wrong to own a cupboard full of diapers for a newborn baby. Nor is it wrong for your adolescent son or daughter to own a cupboard full of sports instruments. Rather, what is wrong and counterproductive is fighting the desire to own such useful pieces. The difference between being organized and being minimalistic. People always confuse organization with minimalism. However, they are altogether different. Organization is an effective and proper arrangement of items or missions, while minimalism is living with less. Being organized does not mean you live with less. Rather, it means that you become mindful of what you own and treat items and space with equal appreciation. You cannot own everything. Yet, you can still own a lot of things. Moreover, if you get rid of everything, you might be risking the replacement of the items you do need. This is a real waste. The 80-20 rule of organizing our space. Some people think that throwing items away is directly proportional to getting space. In fact, items occupy a real amount of physical space in one's house. This space can eventually disappear by adding more unnecessary items. So, to manage this, one has to apply the 80-20 rule. It is keeping one's house 80% full while availing a 20% space for a breather, just as you do when you eat. You cannot fill your stomach, leaving no space for dessert. Here are 5 tips that help you avoid running out of space. Do not come up with more pretexts. Regulate everything so you know when you are about to exceed your appointed space. Before you buy anything, ask yourself where it will go. Dedicate 2 times a year to checking and editing your spaces. Keep alerting yourself before buying more items. As you start applying the 80-20 rule, you will realize that certain things are not fit for usage anymore. In turn, you will start cramming your drawers and closets to keep them out of your sight, which is quite frustrating. So how can you store items appropriately? The holistic approach to organizing one's house. It is not wrong to own all types of things. However, those things need to be prioritized. For this to happen, ask yourself the following questions. Why do you set the space, for instance, your garage? Is it because you need to declutter your house from your children's unneeded items? Who do you set the space for? Do you set it to satisfy yourself or your family? Most of the time, organizing the place is of the issue. You do it to satisfy a family's needs. For instance, you might buy extra hooks for your family members and label each one with their names to avoid seeing items thrown on a sofa. The solution to this problem might be getting floor bins in which the family members might drop things into. These bins look nice and hide many items. Know yourself. Before starting to organize your house and life, it is advisable to know yourself. That is because this will help you a lot in understanding your motives, stimulating points, and the like, which, in turn, helps you know why you keep certain items, are emotional about others, and buy some items more than others. To know yourself, you can take a personality test, like the Enneagram Institute test, which can give you insights about many things, such as your fears, bad habits, what you relax with, what makes you tense, and so forth. Also, you should try convincing your family members to do the same, so that you might better understand them. Noteworthy here is that there is nothing wrong with being different from the others, for it is the thing that makes us spend plenty of time with them without getting bored. Likewise, it is the thing that makes us lean on them for help, thus allowing us to complete our tasks without getting arrogant or frustrated. In fact, admitting those differences is crucial to maintaining peace and organization at home. Now, categorize yourself. That is to say, you need to know whether you are the person who likes calm and honors whatever is neat or likes moving to new homes regularly. Changing your mindset. Every person has a list of things which can be classified into things they need, things related to work, things they use, things they like, children's items. The problem with all these things emanates from not knowing where to put them, how to store them, and what to do with them. To solve this problem, each person has to change their mindset. They have to create a system that runs through their daily routines and enables them to better manage those items. In like manner, you start with one drawer, then move to larger zones. You can divide large zones into categories that are separated by dividers. So, you can store all categories in the same large station, such as putting different types of snacks in one holder separated by dividers. Know who uses the space. For instance, are the shelves used by the children? If yes, then they should be within their reach. Create zones which are governed by logic. For instance, the kitchen zone should contain breakfast to dinner items, as well as zones for snacks. Organization enhances your well-being. While you are in the course of organizing your house, remember that this is crucial for your well-being. In fact, as you organize your house, you can create a section for your physical or psychological wellness. This section could be a coffee station or a yoga studio on one of the shelves. Likewise, you can organize your coffee station according to your character. For instance, if you like morning beverages, you can make a morning beverage corner or shelf there and organize it as follows. Sort types of tea and/or coffee according to their caffeine content, brand, and shape of tea bag. Arrange tea tins in a row. Organize tea tools with sweeteners beside them. Add mugs, kettles, and smoothie contents to make the corner perfect. How to organize the fridge? Divide the fridge into zones, such as zones for fresh fruits, spreads, sauces, dairy products, and so on. Fresh thyme are to be placed in jars containing some water to keep them fresh. Eggs are to be placed in organizers, milk and juice in pitchers made of glass, and fruit into glass storage containers. Creating a workout station at home. Setting up a home gym is a great idea. However, this does not mean that you dedicate a special place for a treadmill or the like. It should be quite convenient to put some weights in a bin or repurpose a shelf to hold some sports items. For the workout station to be complete, you should add some towels and water bottles and keep a mat handy. What about bath and beauty items? They can be sorted as follows. Divide your shelves into zones for vitamins and wellness, bathroom items, hair items, sprays for the outdoors, and bath salts. Put the most used items in bins on the lowermost shelf. Place matching items in front of each bin. The wellness closet. To organize the wellness closet, you need first to define what wellness is to you. If the contents are part of your daily routine, then put them on the bottom shelf, like tea and sweeteners. The middle shelf should contain bottles of supplements and the like. Essential oils should also be stationed in this closet. Dealing with your smart gadgets. Smartphones, computers, tablets, iPads, and the like have become a necessity in the digital age. You can neither part with them nor survive when their batteries die. What is the solution? Create charging stations at your home, office, and car. Keep an extra charger handy. Create a charging station in the living room. In case of having several devices, use letter dividers. Line up letter dividers in case you need to charge more than 5 devices. To organize electronic devices, you need to do the following. Pair items with their twins, such as power adapters, cables, headphones, etc. Store small hardware devices in drawer dividers. Wrap all the cables and headphones with ties and cords to avoid tangling. Why storing photos digitally is a good idea. They are not as easy to damage or get lost as paper photos are. They do not occupy as much space as albums and storage boxes do. They can be easily accessed by pressing a button, and as you are comfortably sitting down, you can edit them the way you like. As for pre-digital age photos, they can be scanned, color-corrected, then arranged in folders on your laptop. Each folder can have a name or tag to simplify the search process. You can also store them on a hard drive. Organizing your smartphone. Uninstall the apps which you do not use. Group apps into folders organized by color. Place your frequently used apps on top so you can spot them immediately. Attach each app to an emoji, for this adds fun to the organization. Getting ready for traveling. Traveling on vacation is different from traveling on business. So, it is important that your packing lists match your travel needs. However, there are necessities which you cannot do without for both types of travels, such as chargers, cables, medications, tablets, and/or computers. A perfectly packed suitcase has the following. Packing dividers which make packing and unpacking easy. Mesh tops to ventilate clothes. Opaque cases for underwear and laundry. Specialty cases for extra shoes or jewelry. As for the handbag, it should contain a case for the laptop and iPad equipped with all the necessary chargers and cables. A case for cosmetics. A case for sunglasses. Necessary medications. A purse for snacks. Organizing your car trunk. This is a simple task, for it is quite similar to organizing a collapsible case. A car trunk should contain towels made of paper, a hand towel, an extra pair of shoes, an umbrella, water bottles, a pen and a notebook, car games for children. Also, while organizing your car trunk, take into consideration that children and pets might need some handy supplies, like dog leashes or children's change of clothes. Organizing beach clothes. It is not a common thing to have a special closet for beachwear. However, you can designate a special space for them to be arranged as follows. Place hats and handbags at the bottom. Hang swimsuits and cover-ups using hooks. If you travel on a tour bus, then you can set the bathroom cabinet to hold the majority of essentials, such as towels, toilet paper, and so on. Also, baskets can be added to hold pharmacy stocks. Kitchen drawers can be used for keeping tea, coffee, and snacks. Sweeteners are placed in top drawers. How to organize the closets of people with more than one job. The closets of people with more than one job have to suit not only their work needs, but also their weekends, as follows. Set the flow of the closet from workweek to weekend. Casual, as well as special occasions clothes, are to be hung. Comfy clothes are stationed in a handy place. What about the workplace? Availing a lot of drawers to store a large number of office supplies. Availing a wall unit equipped with pegboard to store small items, like clips, rubber bands, stamps, and so on, along with hooks to hold scissors and tape dispensers. Printer paper is to be stored on the top shelves. What if you are a party planner? You need to maximize vertical space to place delicate paper products. Avail as many drawers and acrylic holders to store small items. Avail hooks for hanging lanterns and handbags. What if you are a designer or shop owner? In this case, you need to sort the goods into their main categories. Enclose the shipping supplies on the top shelves to make packing orders easy. Set aside wrapped gift boxes and piles for fairs and events, and put them in a separate basket. Organizing a YouTube studio. 1. You will need to divide your studio into 3 zones. Product station, electronic equipment, cameras and lights. 2. Divide cables into their own bins. 3. Dividing the products, such as beauty products, into small and bulky, and putting the latter in bottom drawers. Organizing an athlete's house, such a mission is quite difficult since athletes use different types of shoes for a variety of purposes. This makes it imperative to count all the pairs and make a roadmap for putting the collection back. In case there are boxes of unpacked shoes, they still have to be integrated with the above-mentioned collection. Athletes are enamored with new styles. As such, an open area is created to accommodate new arrivals. Most importantly, some space has to be kept vacant in order not to risk losing control of the space. What if you have children? If you have or are planning to have children, you need to know that they need many things. So, you should not feel guilty about buying or keeping toys or supplies. Rather, you should be keeping such items as puzzles, stuffed animals and the like, to make your children feel appreciated. How to clear up your children's mess? Get rid of broken toys. Get rid of things with missing parts. If your children have outgrown a certain item, either get rid of it or keep it to their younger sister or brother. If your children love the toy but you do not, donate it to the poor. If the item is too special to part with, such as a favorite toy or blanket, store it. Setting space for your baby's needs. Make sure to have extra storage space for the baby's diapers. Sift the baby's clothes and sort them into piles according to age. Keep all the items that can be folded in carts. As for diapers, you should sort them by size and dedicate a drawer for them. Add extra wipes for newborns which can be stored in the surplus drawer. Any other helpful item, like diaper cream or gas relief, can be stored in separate booths. As for the baby's appliances, they should be moved to a bottom shelf for easy access sake. Also, small items like pacifiers are to be kept in stackable drawers. Special baby shampoo and soap are to be put on the top shelf. Dealing with messy children. Keep their art supplies in bins. Drop cloths and the like are to be organized separately and kept close to those bins. Make sure to place everything within your child's reach and the heaviest items at the bottom. What if your children are artists? Divide art supplies into two groups: canisters for large items and drawers for small ones. Group similar small items together and attach them with stickers. What if your child has an allergy? For children with food allergies, parents have to be extra careful. As such, they should move all sorts of allergic foods to a special place in the pantry and label them. Put safe snacks in bins so that the whole family can reach them, and scary ones on one of the kitchen's top shelves. Divide the fridge into two halves and use labeled bins for every food item. Label the drawers carefully with the children's names to avoid any confusion. Dealing with children at school age. Children of school age have a lot of stationery and school supplies which can occupy a huge space. So, parents need to sort piles of paper into artwork, classwork, memories and so on, and store them in boxes that fit them. Sort out coloring pens and crayons, and put each in a special bin or colorful box. Put school supplies on top of the desk to be accessed easily. Place items of rare use in the drawers. Dealing with athletic children, children who play many sports and get involved in many teams and tournaments, need lots of equipment and clothes, which requires a lot of space. In effect, parents should sort out all sports equipment and put each in a special zone. Place bats, balls, and the like in utility racks. Put outdoor items in drawers. What about pets? Some people own more than one pet, which could be similar to having children. This requires care and organization. For instance, if you have two cats, then you need to create a special corner for each cat. Separate each cat's grooming items, little toys, and food bowls. Put litter equips in cabinets and feeding equips in drawers. What if people like to celebrate? Some people like to celebrate and be celebrated. For those who like to make parties and present gifts, they need to be organized by categorizing all gifts according to occasions. Moving home and hostess items to lower shelves and children's items to higher shelves. Designing cabinets to hold rolls of wrapping paper. Organizing indoor and outdoor entertainment items. These items have to be divided into categories according to their use. Organized into their own containers so as to be easily transported. Placed on the back wall, in case of rare use like teacups or serving bowls. They can also be put on shelves. However, this requires that items of the same category be lined up. In case entertainment items are big or heavy, they have to be separately positioned. A family of football fans, in case each family member cheers a rivaling team, then there will be a lot of items to be organized, such as cups, t-shirts, and the like. This means that they need to separate the family supplies according to the teams they favor. For guests who do not cheer a particular team, some neutral cups or mugs are to be added, creating stations that hold the particular scarves, hauls, and jumpers, adding extra compartments for drinks, straws, and the like. What about cleaning supplies? Place additional storage possibilities in the kitchen. Have your cleaning supplies handy. Use stackable bins to make the best use of cabinet heights so that the items might remain as handy as possible. If you prefer placing cleaning supplies under the sink, then line them up where in the middle, where the pipes are located. Use the laundry room cabinet to store detergents, sprays, and wipes. The upper shelves of the laundry room can be used for storing light bulbs. Storing tools, identify what needs to hang and what needs to be kept in drawers. Group the widgets according to their colors. Divide adhesives and battery types over the booths. Put nails and screws in the same bins or drawers. Have stationery handy. Everyone needs to have a pen handy. However, nobody can dedicate a whole drawer to pens. Likewise, we need staples and staplers, but cannot keep many of them. That is because we need to have space for other items. Therefore, it is good to have drawers that are divided into cubicles to store all sorts of stationery and keep them handy. Storing what you cherish. If you are emotionally attached to a particular item, then it is necessary to honor this attachment by finding a proper place to store it in. How do you know you are emotionally attached to an item? You feel satisfied when you see it. You are happy to own it. What if you love handbags? If you love handbags and keep lots of them, then you should find a solution for the handbag surplus in your closet through devoting the middle of the hanging rod and dresser to different types of bags, hooking totes and handbags onto the rod, organizing purses and clutches in acrylic booths, placing your favorite purse on top of the booth, storing shoes. Frequently used shoes are to be stationed at the bottom of the closet. Sneakers, slides, and slippers can be kept in baskets, which also helps hide them from view. Shoes can also be categorized by brand, then style, and finally by color. Storing books? This can be achieved by surveying the piles of books, categorizing books so that colorful books are to be placed in the middle between piles of black and white books, locating books with readers that mismatch with their faces in the opposite directions to show their neutral pages, placing storage boxes on the lower shelves to strike a match with the surrounding books. What about your hobbies? If you enjoy playing a musical instrument, knitting, gardening, or anything else, then make sure to store the equipment you use for your hobby properly. In case you like knitting, for instance, here are some tips. Magazine folders can be used to store balls of yarn, in case you like knitting. Sewing supplies can be organized into divided T organizers. Knitting instruments can be placed in stackable bins. The solution for sentimental storing, you can store anything that touches your home in document boxes. In fact, they can accommodate anything from cards to tickets, children's paintings, certificates, and so on. To store bigger items, you can opt for book cabinets. Finally, it is not wrong to own not just something useful or essential, but also something that you love. However, you need to be aware of your space to make sure that there is a breather and that everything is evenly distributed. You should also pick whatever you need to organize with discretion and consistency. One mismatch can disrupt the entire place. Remember to add labels, as they can give you clues about the place's contents. Colors are also helpful, as they create themes and impart beauty. Watch out for cleanliness, as an organized space should also be clean and tidy. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbeperfings.com now for more summaries.